Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to our Friday, January 2nd radio broadcast of the Gospel Pulpit. Brother Ricky along with you on this second day of the year. Well, we returned to our offices and to work today after the Christmas holidays and had a little rest there. We needed that. And I praise the Lord for what God's going to do now this coming year. Amen. And we're looking forward to being in some different churches this year. I hope the Lord will open those doors. He has opened some already for 2026, and we don't try to campaign about that. We just let the Lord lead. Now, if you'd like to have me come by your church and present gospel broadcasting as a missions project, I'd like to do that. I'd like to reach some different cities in America this year, and I want to work on that project, and I want to get with God, find out exactly what God wants, and go the way God tells me to go on this thing. And I'd like to increase our stations wherever the Lord would let us, whether it's the dailies or the 30s, and not for my glory, but for God. So I hope you'll pray about that and pray the Lord would use us in these days. And I just want to be used. And I appreciate my wife, Christy. She helps me get all this technical stuff together and keeps our website up. You can get these programs by going to gbiradio.org. That's gbiradio.org. Also, the GBI radio app is available in the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. It's available for download. I hope you'll go and do that today as well. Amen. Write us when you can. Pray for us if the Lord leads you to support us. If you're making a check, just make it to GBI. Now, I'm going to give you the phone numbers to the office. Amen. And a dear listener I was talking to the other day, they said, you talk so fast that I couldn't get them down. So I'm going to get them a little bit slower here. But if you need our office for anything, you may not get a hold of me, but leave a number, and I'll call you back if I need to, if it's needful. If the staff can help you, I'll let them do it, because a lot goes on here. But if I need to call some preacher back or something, then I'll be glad to do it. 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. All right, that's our office here at Gospel Broadcasting. Now, our Heavenly Father, on this second day of the year, will you help this message as it goes forward today and have it have free course and help it to help those? I don't know who needs help today, but you do. And I pray you'll help them with the Word of God. Have you will your way. I love you, Lord. Thank you for letting us live and see another year. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the message of the Word of the Lord. Don't know enough about their Bible, know what Jesus did. You know why some people ain't blessed when they hear the resurrection? They don't know enough about their Bible. The Holy Spirit will work according to that Bible. Let me give you John 14:16. The Bible says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. That's the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Glory to God, this comforter, this Holy Spirit is going to go me all the way. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. You know what that word seal means? It means God stamped me officially his. I'm officially God the Father's, God the Son's, and God the Holy Ghost. I belong to them. Don't belong to the devil. Why in the world would I want to sing the devil's music? Why would I want to listen to the devil's music? Why would I want to give my eyes to watch the devil's stuff? I'm God's. I'm God's good gifts. Boy, the Holy Spirit's a good gift. Oh, he's right there. He's my prayer partner. Many times, I don't know how to pray. Romans 8:26 says he'll pray for me. I just sit before the Lord. Elijah and Elisha used that word four times. Elijah used it twice. Elisha used it twice. They're talking about the God of Israel, talking about before whom I stand. And that word means to dwell. I want to ask you something, preachers. Do you dwell in the presence of God? Do you ever just sit still and be real quiet and just let God do you praying for you? You say, preacher, that's weird. You're wrong. That's Bible. Oh, we ought to get back to Bible praying. Oh, the Holy Spirit, you ought to exercise. You see us Baptists. Well, we're afraid of that being filled with the Holy Ghost stuff. I ain't afraid of it. It ain't stuff. Let me tell you something. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost every day. David was anointed 3 times king. He was anointed as a young boy in the presence of his brethren. The second time he was anointed king of all Judah, and the third time he was anointed king of all Israel. Psalm 92 says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. You can get saved, but you still need that anointing. You need that fresh anointing every day of your life. Preacher, every time you go to the pulpit, every time you preach a radio sermon, every time you preach in a rest home, every time you preach to a group of people, you need God. You need the Holy Spirit and allow Him. You say, oh, well, when I got saved, I got all the Holy Spirit I'm going to get. Let me say this to you. That's a cheap way out using that statement. Because what you're saying is, well, yes, you got all the Holy Spirit you're going to get. I'm not talking about going back and get a second blessing and all that. But I'm talking about this. When you get saved, you're going to have to be filled many times. Amen? Listen, you can fill a cup of water, it won't stay filled. You have to be filled. There's many times in my life I had to be filled every day. Several times during the day you ought to just say, Lord, I yield myself to the Holy Spirit. Fill me with Thy Spirit before I came in here today. I said, God, fill me with. I want to be filled with the Spirit. Or I yield myself to the Spirit. I believe I want to be yielded and filled. Listen. Do you want to be filled with the Spirit when you do something for God? You know how to do great things for God? Be filled with the Spirit. You don't hear that preach much anymore. You don't hear that preach much anymore. I hate to say it, but preachers go to church with the ball game on their mind. And they'll go to church and they'd rather stand up and get the congregation one side pulling for this ball team, one side pulling for that ball team. And they'd rather ball game than they would worship God. Listen, folk, when I come to the house of God, I don't care who won the ball game. Now, there's nothing wrong with ball games. I'm not preaching against that. I like sports good as you do. But there's a place for it. And be honest with you, it's getting less and less in my life. Because I'm honest with the Spirit of God, I want Him to take preeminence. Hey, friend, the days are drawing near. Man, I don't have as many years to live as I did. I want to do something for God. Preachers, you know, back in my young days, I heard some preaching. And I wanted to do something great for God. And there's some of you men, you're just like I was. You grew up and you want to do something great for God. You know what you did? You just got to living halfway like I did and praying halfway and studying halfway. And you know, you just gave up on those dreams. And you got older and your church is small and you just got listen, don't give up on your dream. If you're 60-year-old, hey, God, listen to my wording. God can build a great church through you. Why? Because He gives good gifts. One of the gifts God has given us is the Holy Spirit, and us preachers ain't used Him enough. By the way, a gift will do you no good if you don't use it. 2 years ago, I said to Christy, I want me a pellet gun. And I all during that Christmas season, I never asked for anything. I was kind of hinting around to see if she's going to get me that pellet gun. And we had agreed, and we made a crazy agreement between us, but we agreed. We had to go to, we always go to Mississippi to see her mom and daddy sometime around Christmas, and sometimes it's not on Christmas Day. But anyway, we go to Mississippi. And so we agreed to open one present in Mississippi. We was going to be there for Christmas, and then we got home, we'd open the rest of them. I said, okay, it'll be fine. Well, we got to Mississippi. I left sick. I was sick the whole time I was down there and had to end up going to the urgent care thing. And I mean, real sick, and came back home flat on my back. And I mean, bad sick, blood pressure out of control. It was just a mess. And I remember getting home as a few days after Christmas, like never got home that evening. Well, I mean, we did, but when we got home, I couldn't, and my blood pressure was so high, I couldn't even eat my supper. We'd stop and got us a little sandwich at the restaurant. I couldn't even eat. I went straight to bed. About 12 o'clock at night, Christy woke me up and said, was you going to open them presents? I said, yeah, I believe I feel like opening them. And I was sick as a dog, and I was sitting there. And you know what opened one of them presents up? And there was my pellet gun. And Christy said that I sat there just in a daze saying, my gun, my gun, my gun. You got my gun, my gun. You got my gun. For. Now, I remember this. It's just 2 or 3 days before New Year's. I was real sick. And I went out there on New Year's Day. I was so sick. And the wind was a-blowing. She set up some cardboard box, and I shot my gun. And I put that gun up. Well, I didn't get that gun out to April. And about the last of March, first April, I got that gun out one Saturday and shot it a little bit and put her back up. And that's been 2 years. You know where that gun's at? It's been a year and a half. That gun's still put up. That gun ain't doing me a bit of good not using it. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? You can have the Holy Spirit. You can have the comfort living inside you, but it'll do you no good if you don't use Him. It'll do you no good if you don't preacher, if you don't get filled with Him on Saturday night so you can go to that pulpit on Sunday morning. I'm not being super spiritual. I'm the worst failure God's got. I'm the worst man that ain't been filled with the Spirit. I preached way too many sermons. I preached a whole lot more sermons than some of you have not been filled with the Spirit. Now, I'm way down yonder. Y'all a whole lot better preachers than me. You know more Bible than I do. I preach to men that know far more Bible than I do. Please forgive me for my ignorance. I don't know a lot about the Scripture, but I know this. I know when God ain't with me. And I'm telling you, preaching without God's like taking an axe handle and beating a tree with it. You ain't going to chop nothing down. You're just going to skin a lot of bark. Number four. I got to hurry. That is number four, spirit for my help. Number five, let me give you the last one. He's given me the sanctuary for my health. Thank God for the Bible-believing church. I want to say this. I thank God for every church and every pastor that I've ever been a member of their church. I thank God for it. Psalm 84 talked about how aimable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. And I'm going to bypass all that. I'm going to bypass that verse. I want to read you another verse. I want to read you Psalm 27, verse number 4. And I want you to listen to this. This is the psalmist said. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In other words, I don't get out of church. I don't want to be shipwrecked. And I seek that. I want to stay with the church. Oh, you say, preacher, the church did this to me and the church did that. Let me tell you something. People in the church are not perfect. I've been lied on. I've been cussed. I've been misused. I've been threatened. I've had everything. And probably somebody's talked about me today. It's all right. But I love Jesus Christ. I refuse to fight people. You know why? But I'm going to stay in the church. I figured out it ain't the deacons that saved me. It ain't any one of my pastors that saved me. It ain't the men that ordained me that saved me. It ain't some Baptist that saved me. It ain't some other denomination that saved me. It's Jesus Christ. And I'm going to stay in church. Now, you say, preacher, what if you don't agree with everything that goes on in the church? You keep your mouth shut. Listen, if I'm in a church working under another pastor, I'm not the pastor. He's the pastor. I'm not the pastor. I'm just to go forward for God. By the way, no church will be perfect. I think one thing that I did wrong when I was pastoring is I tried to have a perfect church, and you'll ruin a church doing that. Fellas, you'll ruin a church doing that. Amen? Now, let me show you something. I want to show you something. I want to read this verse again. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. What's this? To behold the beauty of the Lord. I want to go to church to behold the beauty of the Lord. I don't go to church for a fuss or a fight or for what I disagree with or for entertainment or even for a meal. I don't eat too much at the house of God. I mean, sometimes you do. Sometimes you're in a church. They'll have a meal for you at the fellowship hall, whatever. I do. But I never have got excited about eating too much about eating a meal at the house of God. The Bible said, well, have you not houses to eat and drink? And I just never have got excited about that. Listen, friend, I want to come to see Jesus Christ. I want to come to see Him high and lift up. One fellow said that there's a pastor preaching, said his service is live on the radio, and said, he said, y'all come next Sunday. Said, if you want to see Jesus, He'll be here. An old fellow said he wanted to go. He wanted to see if Jesus was there. Let me tell you something. People ought to want to come to your church, see if Jesus is there. And boy, I'm going to tell you, when you walk through the door, even the sinners will know it when Jesus is there. You say, oh, Jesus is with us every service. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit's so quenched down. Brother, listen, the sanctuary is for my health. You know, that's the place I get my feeding from. God told Peter, said, feed the flock of God, which is among you. I go to church to hear preaching. I don't go to church to get out or to get it over with. I go to church to hear preaching. I want to hear from the Bible. I say, I love them service when the preacher don't preach. Well, some service is all right. But I love them services when he does preach. Well, friend, we come to the close of our radio broadcast for this January the 2nd on Friday, and we come to the close of this message on God's good gifts. It is R487, or you can put today's date on there if you want it. We can send it to you on CD, or we can email you a copy. The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017 is our mailing address. I'd love to hear from you. Be faithful now at the house of God on Sunday. Go to a good Bible preaching church, all right? And then join us back right here again on Monday for another week of Gospel Pulpit. And this is Brother Ricky saying thank you for listening, and may God be with you now. It's my prayer. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to the Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together. All the time, He who fed the multitude.
multitudes, turn the water into wine to the hungry.